Hey, this is Val Selby, and after over 20 years online, I can track where my mindset has blocked me. If procrastination, imposter syndrome, and a lack of focus have been blocking your biz, then Val Full Volume is here to help you see choices you are making. Get ready to use your expertise to collaborate like a pro as you create the business of your dreams. Now is the time to make changes and live your best life. Let's get to it. Hello, beautiful. Yeah, we got some sunshine today. surprise, some sunshine today. And of course, I've also had some really good coaching sessions this week. I have hired my own strategy coach. It's my rebranding is going on. I might start seeing some of that with by the time this one's up. I don't know. There's so much going on and it's so good. But I have my ranty pants on today. I met with the Bash Pass members yesterday. As we were talking, the whole idea of money came up and a conversation with, we had a lot of mindset, a lot more than usual. Like it was very pointedly mindset. And it was mentioned by somebody that they do hear from a few people that, oh, you're just in it for the money kind of thing. And I was like, not losing it at them, of course, but immediately ranty because I'm like, of course, we are in business for the fucking money. Yes, we love helping people, but we're in business. God damn it. Oh, it makes me so mad that those people are trying to project and make other people feel uncomfortable and greedy and selfish for wanting to earn money. And all of a sudden, this analogy just popped into my head. And I was like, oh, that's so good. This is exactly what I'm talking about right here, because we're CEOs. And I talked to the members about the difference I've had just in the last few months. I've really been focusing on these three initials, CEO, because I would write it on stuff and I'd be like, this is uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. I'm not a CEO. I don't run a huge corporation. And I was so uncomfortable with just those initials. I'm like, what the hell is a CEO even? I don't even know. You know what I mean? It's like this big corporate thing in my brain. And once I started embracing it, which when I just switched my LLCs around, shut down the other one, and I'm totally just on my own LLC now, not the old one. And once I did that and I had to go set my bank accounts up, I was sitting there with the guy setting up the new accounts and he's like, okay, so what are you? You know, I knew he was talking about what I am when I'm in the business. I said, well, I'm a CEO. And it was like a light question in my voice, but not the usual. There was not the usual, I'm the CEO. And I did come back afterwards. And as soon as I said that, I'm like, and that's crazy. This is one of the first times I think I've ever felt like more comfortable with saying that. I'm like, it seems so weird. I'm having a total conversation with a stranger at the bank. I left my bank. And having this conversation, I go, it's really weird. He goes, but you are. I go, I know, but why is it so weird? So needless to say, for the last like few months, it's been working through my brain. It's been sitting there in my brain. So when we were having this conversation in the meeting yesterday and the whole money thing came up and I'm like, oh, here we are going for this, girls. I'm like, because I got a lot to say. And when I ended, I'm like, obviously this is going to be the podcast recording this week because I got lots to say and I'm over it. But here's why I'm super over it. I'm working through what I am now realizing is big time money issues that I did not know I had ingrained in my head. Don't really want to go into detail with that right now. Client and I did go into it today and I shared with her, but I'm not ready to go into it right this minute. But I'm realizing now how much negative has actually been in my life for all of these decades around wealth and those that have money and the feeling towards those people. So again, I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm aware and I'm working on it and I don't have that same feeling. So I have to work through that feeling when it bubbles up now that I know where it's coming from. But it's really, really insane, crazy that we grow up with this ideal that it is not just perfectly acceptable, but that you should be looking to move up the corporate ladder. You should be looking to become the CEO. Why not? Why not? Shoot for the stars. Be the CEO of the corporation. And yet, in those exact same people will have that idea of, oh, but you're in business for the money. Oh, gosh, that's so greedy. You should just be helping people. It's like, no, bitch, this is not a 501c. If I wanted to run a charity, I'd run a charity. Yes, I'm here to help, but I'm also here to pay my damn bills. And why is it any different than if you were a CEO of a company? Why is it any different? Nobody would think that, oh, you're just greedy. All you want is that corporate money. I mean, some people would, but because some people are going to find negative anything, right? But that's like the ideal still that we've been told that, I mean, even still, I think some of the lower generations coming up, that's still a feeling. It's getting better. I do believe it's getting better. But for mainstream America, it's still there that you should be working your way up the corporate ladder. And that means success. CEO of a corporation would mean ultimate success. Meanwhile, CEO of your own business, where you could potentially be making way more money and way more difference in people's lives and hiring people, which makes difference in those people's lives. And many people are going to look at that and go, oh, you're only doing it for the money. Like, to quote the wonderful G.I. Jane, suck my dick. I am in it for the money. I am. If I wasn't in it for the money, I would just be a charity. Go create a charity. Because there's many years that I probably would have made more money if I'd paid myself as running as a charity in some of my past passion businesses where I could have easily turned them into charities very easily. And it's because that's not how I wanted to run things. It's not the dynamic. I will be honest, I wanted to be in charge. And when you start running a charity, you start having way more moving parts. And thankfully, I have friends that have started their own 501c's. And they're like, it's way more work than running your own business ever. I'm like, okay, that's all I needed to hear. I don't want that. I don't want more work. No. So if you have people talking to you about the whole money issue, making you feel bad about it, just look at them and ask if they work for free or just totally ignore them. Either one. It depends on who you're talking to and how you're feeling and if you're me or... I don't think I'm going to get people like that because that goes into what I was going to talk about. So, because I take that back, I did have somebody that kind of made some comments. So that's why it's really fresh in my head and why my ranty pants immediately came on is because I just came up with this realization last week of, oh, my word. Oh, shit. There's some things that I got to work on around money, but definitely the whole CEO concept is a huge level up. Even to the point now where I'm putting it on other things. I have put it on my email signature here and there, and I'm like totally comfortable with it. And it's like, I am the CEO of this company. I am solely in charge of every decision. And if it fails or succeeds, that is on me, 100%. And I say that in a good way because I feel really good about it. So if people are bringing up the whole money thing, take a deep breath, realize that's on them. That is their insecurities with money. Tell them what you want to tell them. Address it however you want to address it. But just remember, it has nothing to do with you, because you could be charging $2 for a product and that person would still be saying, oh my God, how come you're not giving it away for free? You could be giving it away for free and they could still be doing, how come you're not giving away coaching with it? I mean, these are people that have such money issues that there's never going to be a happy answer. So that's why I'm loving this analogy of going, hey, if I was a corporate CEO, you'd all be cheering. But instead, there's jealousy going on or whatever's going on. They're just miserable and they want to bring you down. So let's not go down with them. Don't let them bring you down. Keep being the CEO. If that word makes you cringe, keep calling yourself the CEO until it feels better. Write it down. Put it everywhere. This is your company, your business. You are the CEO. You are the chief executive officer. Or you could be the COO. Pick your poison, but that is what you are. All right. I got this done before my husband got home, so that's good, because as soon as he gets home, the dogs go crazy. So I will be talking to you next week, and I'm looking at my schedule right now. Next week is episode 100. Oh my God. Episode 100. Episode 100 will absolutely be recorded ahead of time, because episode 100 comes out on my 30th anniversary and I will be in Mexico unplugged, which stresses me out just a tiny bit. I'm looking forward to it, but oh my God, not even bringing my laptop. Okay. Anyways, I've got to go find some really great topic for episode 100, but this is episode 99. Wow. Thanks for being here, and go be the CEO of your company. Go do it. Bye.